This is the Steve Cochran Show, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
7:39, we were talking about income equality earlier. How about sports equality? How about gender equality in sports? And how about a world-class athlete here in studio? And no, I'm not referring to Andy or me.
Are you sure?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I am. Joining us now is Will Gang. Good morning, Will. I got the wrong microphone on. Let's try that one. How are you, sir?
Very good. Yourself?
Nice to see you. Where are you from?
Originally from England, Birmingham.
And were you in or out on Brexit?
In.
You're in. Keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you notice everybody quit?
Yeah.
Everybody quit.
Well, we got our own Independence Day now, so that makes us feel better. Well,
other than having a cheesy movie, I'm not sure how that helps. But, so let me talk to you about Girls on the Run, but first let's set up a little bit of your props. You are a long-distance endurance runner.
Yeah, that's right.
What type of runs are we talking about?
Well, ultra running is technically anything over 26.2 miles. So anything longer than a marathon, a 50K, 100K, 100 mile.
Okay. And you run these type of events how often?
A race comes up, what, once every 2 months?
Okay. So 4 or 5, 6 a year?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the average distance you run?
100 miles.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking of taking 100 steps today.
All at one time?
Yep.
And these 100-mile runs, they take place in weird places, don't they?
Oh, all over the world. From the top of the Rocky Mountains to the Chicago lakefront to Death Valley.
So what's your favorite run you've ever done?
My favorite run was probably the Leadville 100-mile, which was kind of made famous in the book Born to Run.
Uh-huh.
It's basically a 100-mile run across the Rocky Mountains. So it's all above 10,000 feet, and you have to do it in 30 hours.
The views are spectacular.
Unbelievable.
The setting is unbelievable.
Yeah.
At some point, do you begin hallucinating that you have died and gone to heaven?
Oh, without a doubt. You get crazy hallucinations in runs like that.
So with that lack of oxygen at that height, how do you train?
With difficulty, especially here in Chicago. But at the end of the day, if you spend a lot of time running up a hill on a treadmill, it kind of helps a little bit. You're talking about 20% less oxygen at that level. So you just try and make up for it here by being a little bit fitter.
What was the run where you were involved and you thought shortly, and this may be the worst decision I've ever made?
You know what? As part of the training, I did the Florida Keys 100 in May this year. So okay. It's a 100-mile run from Key Largo to Key West.
And about all bridges.
Yeah, you go over the 7-mile bridge.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah.
And about mile 66, I thought the world was going to end. It was pretty bad.
About mile 66. Yeah, me too, when I can't pull over at a rest area to pee. Yeah, same thing. So at mile 66, is that the equivalent of the marathon wall that we hear about? You hit it then?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, at the end of the day, although the distances are long, anything over 50 miles still hurts even now. It hurts even more.
Unbelievable. All right, I have a question. So when you run these races, they always say, when you run the marathon, and I interview people, they say, oh, I like it when it's cooler. You don't like it when it's, say, 80. You like it when it's a... Why is that? I would think the warmer weather would be better for you, but is it not?
No. Okay. And the race I was just talking about, the Florida Keys, it was record-breaking humidity. The problem the body faces is that energy is being put towards the cooling systems in the body. So the stomach doesn't want to work anymore. You sweat more, you lose more water, and basically it's like a car running out of oil and petrol, and everything starts to stop.
By the way, Will ran from Birmingham to here.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Yeah, he didn't even take a boat. Andy?
I'm curious, what kind of training regimen goes into this? I mean, I remember running shorter distances and what the training regimen
was. You're talking about your high school cross country?
Well, yeah, I was a great
same thing.
All-conference high school star.
Around the gym.
But what goes in? I mean, how many miles are you running just to get used to this?
Yeah, I mean, it's building up to about 100 miles a week. Last week was the peak ahead of the race that's coming up.
What's the race that's coming up?
So it's the Badwater 135.
Which is one of the main ones, reasons we have you here to talk. Now, before we get to that, the training that he's talking about, have you seen these things, Andy, where they have oxygen masks that actually restrict the oxygen flow to you? Do you believe in those?
I don't use them. They can help a little bit, but it's just horses for courses. I don't use them.
I mean, it seems like it'd be easier to have someone running next to you just punching you in the head while you're running.
Yeah, you even get some people running with a straw to try and simulate that.
Good Lord, Sandberg.
Can you imagine being his Fitbit buddy? You know, where like if you're challenging, when people are tracking steps, and you see your one friend that is like. I was thinking, though, you could start going to your lake house in Naperville.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh.
You could start running in and then running out.
Yeah. Right now, I do things where I run into a Jewel, run back out. I run into a Walgreens. Will is here to talk about a sort of gender equality in sports, to put a thumb up on it. But explain what Echo 37 is.
Yeah, so Echo 37 is website / blog that I founded to promote gender equality. It's my major passion in life. I was raised by a single mom. She raised my three brothers and I, so the seeds were sown early. And the purpose of the website is to highlight the continuing issues with gender equality across all walks of life, in sport, in business, in politics, to explore the reasons why, and then to hopefully suggest some solutions. But that's the purpose of the site.
We'll come back and tell you how you can find out more about it, actually get involved, and how you can inspire. Because one of the things you really focus on here are 8 to 12-year-olds and middle school girls, really, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm working with Girls on the Run, which is a fantastic charity. It's all about the next generation. It's about the next generation of women. It's giving them empowerment, giving them confidence, and helping them believe that they're on a level playing field and they can achieve anything they want in life.
And even though there's something very unfair about being a girl, like I need to tell you three, but it's harder. There's more work that goes into it, and society isn't set up to give you the same sort of shortcuts that we have. And then you fold in the physical differences. That's an issue as well. Sport can give you a lot of confidence to achieve all things in life. So that's part of what you're doing. So anyway, we'll come back. We'll talk more about it in just a second. Will Gaines here, Echo 37, and Girls on the Run. The Badwater Ultra Marathon is coming up, and this is the best example, Will, as you've educated us on how there is equality in sports that exists in the outcome of these races. This isn't male-dominated, is it?
No, it's not at all. One of the good things about endurance events is they embrace equality. So Badwater, the overall winner, has been a woman. Back in 2002, Pam Reed. She was a mother of five. She weighed 100 pounds, and she beat the best.
Mother of five? She just ran to get out of the house.
And she beat the best endurance athletes on the planet Earth. And then she came back the next year and won it again. And interestingly, the Florida Keys race that I did this year, Ali Venti, overall winner, set the course record, and she won it last year. And believe it or not, the 50-mile race in the Florida Keys, 9 of the top 10 finishers were women.
Do you see sexism in ultramarathons, or are ultramarathoners more understanding of the equality of the athlete in this regard?
You do get a sense that people are more understanding. When you stand next to someone like Pam Reed, you can't help but feel in awe. But you still hear stupid comments. You still hear phrases like, run like a girl, and it is meant with malintent.
Pass me like a girl.
Yeah,
win like
absolutely.
A girl.
That's why that commercial, do you remember that commercial? They had all these little girls, and they said, what does it mean to run like a girl?
Oh,
or throw
a
like
spot.
A girl. And they had all these little girls the stereotypes and the misperceptions and the misogyny, and they were saying, I think it means that you're faster. I think it means that you're great. So
absolutely.
I love the fact that you get them young before all the cynicism sets in.
Where's your passion for this come from? You mentioned your mom, but there had to be something else that drives you as well.
Yeah, it predominantly comes from a mom. When you witness the person you love most in the world struggle to get a job, to feed us, the social stigma of being a woman trying to raise three boys, you also start to see that anything is possible. If she can overcome these overwhelming odds, then anybody can do anything. And I think it fueled a passion to read about endurance, to read about people like Amelia Earhart, to read about these people that have overcome great adversity, and then kind of go and do something about it.
Yeah. Well, good for you. If you want to help, what do people do?
They go to William Gain CrowdRise Girls on the Run. They press donate. They type in a really big number, and they get a nice email.
This would be a cool thing for schools to get on the bandwagon.
I totally agree.
Classrooms, you know, have young kids' classrooms, elementary schools, hop on and challenge each other and themselves.
So. I totally agree. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Crowdrise.com, if we go and search William Gain, we could probably find you that way.
Oh, yeah, William Gain. Type in Badwater. It'll come up.
If we go to Echo 37, we can read your blog?
Yeah.
And see your blog. I'm sure it's
yeah, echo37.com.
Do you run with a GoPro?
Say again?
Do you run with a GoPro ever? You know, give us the POV?
No.
Just it's hard enough to run 150 miles.
Yeah, I don't want the additional. I don't want the additional couple of pounds of technology on my head.
Yeah, I think if I ran with a GoPro, I'd have it pointed at me so you could see the weeping.
Be pointing down, straight
right,
down
as I'm laying right. on the ground. Yeah, or pointing up and seeing the clouds. It's great to meet you. You're an impressive guy. Do you have kids?
No, I don't. Yeah. I'm not. You said this at the start. I'm not. I'm a very average. I'm very average
runner.
I'm
sorry, dude, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're really not.
One of the interesting things listening to some of the talk earlier is I came last in the school cross country run. When I went to Grandpa, I did, seriously. When I went to Grandpa recently to help the 5K for girls on the run,
sure.
If someone had said to me when I was 10 years old, go and run 3.1 miles, it would have been go away. Not a chance. To see these young girls do this is so impressive. They've got more ability than me, and they're going to go on to do great things.
Right, that's the thing. This is not just about winning races. This is about what you do with the rest of your life.
Absolutely, and one of the good things about Badwater is there's no big trophy for the winner. There's no age group awards. It's not whether we're going to win. It's can I do this? And everybody gets the same medal. It's about creating a level playing field.
Texter said after mile 66 in the Keys race, what happened?
My body didn't like me very much. Everything hurts. There's nausea. Stuff starts to leave the body.
It's like you guys feel after awful. 9 o'clock on the show.
Oh, like 8. Yeah. More like 8. Yeah, yeah.
It's like the worst ever hangover times a million.
But you finish the race.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nobody to pick you up in mile 66.
Well, you do. You have a crew. In a lot of these races, you have a crew. You have a pacer. I mean, with Badwater, it's mandatory. You have to have a support vehicle. You have to have a crew of four that provide medical support, water, fuel, hugs and kisses, and all that kind of stuff.
I've heard stories, and I don't remember, there's another famous book a few years ago, I don't think it's the one you referenced, of a guy who would fall asleep while he was running these ultra-marathon races, you know, thumping along. And obviously it's not deep sleep, but you would literally, you know, fall into some sort of restive state where you're going step after step, and then also ordering pizza and eating pizza while you're running as well, because you got to replenish, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a book by a guy called Dean Karnazes.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. You know him?
I've met him. He's a great guy. He's not at Badwater this year, but he has done Badwater and he has won it. But he's also not finished at points as well.
Well, sure. Now, what do you do about eating and drinking and all of that for replenishing when you're in the middle of it?
So you just try and keep it simple. The standard rule is you've got to try and get about 250 calories in your body every hour. Now, you need more than that, but that's about as much as the body can digest in those conditions. And then you drink like it's going out of fashion. Clearly, water. And you need a lot of salt. The salt is essentially the oil. If you don't put salt in, you can't process water or fuel. So it's basically carbs, water, and salt. And you just keep doing that for however many hours it takes to finish the event.
So you get to like mile 110, 120 for Badwater. You have a Thanksgiving dinner delivered to you?
You know what?
I'll hold the platter.
A keg of beer.
Bacon. I heard you talking about it earlier. Yeah. Loads of sodium. You people eat hamburgers, pizza, bacon, you name it.
I love the idea. He needs that candy.
I love the idea of running 100 miles and shoving bacon down. Yeah. God, this is a great country.
That's a great plug, though. The ultra marathoners eat bacon.
Unbelievable.
There you go.
Sandberg.
I just wanted to say about Girls on the Run, the thing he's supporting, that there's been this cool change with female-based organizations to help girls. I'm 40, and when I was young, I had a T-shirt that said, whatever boys can do, I can do better. Uh-huh. But it's still put in your head that the boys are the ones setting the bar,
right?
And that I was trying to get ahead of it. Now these girl-oriented groups don't even, they don't even mention the boys. You're just going to be dominant because you're a strong, smart, capable person, and you happen
message.
To be a girl. So it's like shifting. Instead of always telling us, you have to be better than boys, it always made us seem like we're inferior. Now girls are just like...
Well, and based on what Will just told us, it sounds like women are setting the bar for a lot of these races.
Yeah, without a doubt. And it's the same in long-distance swimming. The only person ever to swim from Cuba to Florida is Diane Nyad.
And I did it. I just didn't look for the pub.
Did you know? Okay, yeah, fair enough. Yeah. And some scientists have done studies that suggest that the gap in throwing-based activities because again, it's technique, not bat, not power, will diminish between men and women in the next few years.
Well, throwing his legs too. Throwing, you know, and obviously you need strong legs to run 150 miles. Look, I'm a little partial to the whole dad thing. You're going to be a great dad someday. What are we waiting for?
He's never home. He's always running.
Find the right girl.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be your Jewish mother in this case because I'm telling you right now, a guy like you needs to be a dad of a daughter. So God bless you, man. You're doing great work.
Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you. 758. Again, you search Will Gain. It's G-A-N-E. William Gain will get you there quickly. G-A-N-E, I should say. William Gain, when you go to crowdrise.com, and you can also go to Echo 37. It can do a lot of good stuff here, but congratulations to all the ladies for Badwater and Badwater 135. Coming up when?
Coming up on July the 18th. Yeah, my wave starts at 9:30 p.m. on Monday, July the 18th.
It's next Monday.
Yeah.
No, getting, two weeks.
It's getting close.
Oh, 2 weeks. Well, I may still get in. It's 7:58 back after this on 720 WGN.